Well, it's 50 days now until polling stations open in the Czech Republic, and the parties are gearing up for what looks like a tough campaign. Billboards are springing up across the country. The politicians are touring towns and villages to drum up support. My colleague Rob Cameron has been looking at the latest figures in the opinion polls, and he joins me in the studio now. Rob, will this year's election, do you think, throw up any major surprises?
Well, one big surprise, Peter, and that's the Green Party. They've long been outcasts in the political wasteland, but they've got a telegenic new leader, the former Environment Minister Martin Bursík, and for the first time since the changes of 1989, it looks like the party will enter Parliament, apparently riding the crest of a wave of disillusionment with the other mainstream parties.
OK, but they've gained that support, presumably, from it being a protest vote.
Well, yes, you could say that. Some polls have put the party gaining up to 10%. That's ahead of the Christian Democrats. Analysts, though, have been sounding a note of caution. They say it's quite possible the Green Party or the Green Vote will simply evaporate when Election Day comes around. Jan Hartl is the director of the country's best-known polling agency, STEM.
Our data clearly indicate that the quality of support of the Green Party is not very strong. It means that the alignment, affiliation to the Green Party is relatively of low intensity. A large segment of Green Party supporters think about not taking part in the election, so it might be a kind of support which will not be effective. It means that finally those supporters would not cast their ballot in the box.
OK, so that's the Green Party. Rob, now what about the other parties, the leading contenders? Who are they at the moment?
Well, in the lead are the right-wing opposition Civic Democrats. They've pretty much topped all the polls over the last year, and it looks like they will be the party with the biggest share of the vote in June, i.e. they will come first. But that might not necessarily mean much. These Civic Democrats may be incapable of forming a majority right-of-centre coalition. When you look at the polls more closely, it seems people are keen on the party, but less keen on the party leader, Mirek Topolánek. He's the man who took over from Václav Klaus, who's now the president. And Mr. Topolánek is seen as rather bland and uninspiring. And if the Civic Democrats don't do well enough in the elections, it's probably curtains for Mirek Topolánek.
I think it's very clear. I think that you are right. That's the prevailing opinion. Well, we can point to Václav Klaus. He was perceived as the most powerful leader in our political scene, the strongest personality. And it seems that Mr. Topolánek stands in his shadow and that he is not able to show much of the leadership and leading skills. And I think this is very easy to see, especially when compared to Václav Klaus.
Yes, that's Jan Hartl from STEM there, the agency, polling agency, giving his opinion. I suppose we've got a lot to look forward to then, Rob, next couple of months.
We do indeed. 50 days and we'll know a lot more.
OK, thank you, Rob Cameron.